Welcome to the Realty Growth Podcast, episode 1,000,002.
1,000,002, wow.
Okay, maybe it's like episode 3, but someday we'll be at 1,000,002. And today I'm excited to introduce you to Matt Gove, because Matt is new to the Realty Growth team. And take it from there, Matt. Who are you? Where are you from? Why are you on the Realty Growth team?
Yeah, thanks, Bucky. Why am I on the Realty Growth team? Well, it's an interesting story. No, it's really not that interesting. But, you know, honestly, it's because of things like this. Seeing Bucky and the Realty Growth team on social media, out in the community doing things, I said, who are these guys? They seem to be killing it. And so I had an interest in real estate, and a mutual friend of ours, a contractor, I had asked him, I said, what's this Bucky guy doing? He said, he's out there hustling. He's like, all right, I like it. probably 4 months ago, 5 months ago, you had a call, a post out looking for a real estate agent or professional. At that time, I wasn't licensed, but I was like, I'm professional, I get some skills I think I could lend to the team. And so I sent you a message, and that initiated our conversation, and one thing led to another, and here I am.
And who are you? Are you from Rochester? What have you done in your career?
I am born and raised Rochester. What do we call ourselves? Rochesterites? I don't know.
Is I don't that know.
Right? born
something,
and raised.
Something Med City.
Yeah.
Med Cityites?
I don't know. born and raised in Rochester, yep, went to Holmes Elementary, which is now the Boys and Girls Club, and that was awesome. If you know me, I often talk about how sweet of a childhood I had growing up in Southeast by Mayo Field, and spent a lot of time downtown area, down at Mayo Field, playing ball on the schoolyard. So I went to elementary at Holmes. From there, I went to Kellogg Middle School. From there, I went to Mayo High School for 1 year, and then I got moved up to Century. I was the first graduating class at Century High School, so go Panthers.
And that was what year?
That was in the year 2000, so many, many moons ago.
Because that was actually, that's why they called it Century. It was 2000.
I believe so. Yep, I believe so. I remember, too, when we were voting for, like, mascots, somebody wanted it to be Millennium High School, and the mascot was going to be the Falcons. So we were going to be the Millennium Falcons.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
I never heard that. Did you not vote for the Falcons?
I don't think I voted for the Falcons.
Were you happy with the Panthers?
Yeah, I don't know. Sure, yeah.
You know, looking at real estate, have you bought a house or, like, have you had, what kind of drew you to real estate?
Yeah, so that was kind of where my interest spawned, was my first real estate transaction where I was a buyer when I bought my first house. My aunt, who is also a real estate agent, was my realtor, and I was able to be very involved in that. I was interested in it. I wanted to know. I'd asked her a ton of questions. I ended up actually just emailing her some of the statements to put in the purchase agreement to get some concessions from the sellers. So that was the start of it, and never really thought too much of it at that time, but it was fun. You know, I got my first house, and in 2015, after the housing market kind of rebounded from that time, that lull of 08 to whatever, wanted to upgrade into a newer house. And so I did the same thing again, and did a lot of the telling her exactly what I wanted, exactly, you know, what I thought we should do, and she went along with it, and it mostly played to our favor, and it was fun. It was fun to negotiate that deal. So.
And past that, have you ever had any other real estate experience?
Not really. I really came into this blind. So after high school, I went to college. I was down in La Crosse for a period of time, and then I came back here and was at Winona State at the Rochester campus. I ended up starting a career in education, ended up in community ed for Rochester Public Schools. And I did that because I still do. I loved working with kids, coaching sports, just being around the school setting. As I mentioned earlier, I think back to my childhood a lot and how much fun I had, and I thought, well, what a better job to just go hang out with the kids again. And so I worked for Rochester Public Schools. I believe I started there in 2007. And so I was there until I met you. And prior to that, my only real estate experience was the purchasing of my two houses and conversations with friends.
So I think that's a good story, because I think often people think that you got to have family in the business, you have to go to school even for it nowadays. And like, my path was similar, not having anyone in my family in the business. You had your aunt, but that's still the small introduction you get to real estate. But it's very possible to get into it even though you don't have those things. So now that you've had how long to look underneath the hood, how has it been just getting in and seeing what this business is all about?
It's been, what's the best word? Fascinating is what I would maybe say. I have learned a ton. I came into it thinking building relationships and helping people, and that is at the forefront of what we do. And that's why I knew I could do this, because that's what I love to do, is talk to people. I told Bucky, I said, well, we'll do podcasts. We'll get to a million, hopefully.
And how long have you been doing it now?
Oh, what are we at? Just a handful of months. I think I met you in October of 2021.
You sit here in February, right?
Yep, and so we're creeping on March. So, yeah, maybe actively working for 2 months at the most. Mm-hmm. And I have learned a lot. I'll tell you, I've gained an immense amount of respect for all the small business owners in Rochester and surrounding communities. The work that they put in, the financial risk that they take on, is amazing. And
go into that, because you even made the comment this morning, you're like, the cost.
Yeah.
Like, they're so real.
You know, we're working with a group, and you know, you're looking at a land purchase, which isn't cheap. Then you're looking at building a building, and you're going, okay, we got it. We'll buy the land, we'll build the building, we'll make our payments. Well, no, we're not done there. Now you have some associated costs with parking lots, and this was no small bill. It was over $500 a month that it was going to cost. And I made a comment to you going, it never stops. And so it is fascinating. And that's something I would tell to everybody, is support your local small business owners, because it might look really awesome and glorious and you might see dollar signs everywhere, but as fast as those dollars come in, I can promise you they're going back out to pay their expenses. So, yeah, it's been fascinating to look under the hood of real estate, especially commercial real estate. I think that's something else I found so fascinating is the residential deals. Although they can have kinks and surprises, the amount of those kinks and surprises in commercial deals is also pretty fascinating, about how much goes into getting a business into a space or getting a space built. It's a lot.
And you've now helped a few businesses actually secure space. So talk about that experience of actually making it happen for someone and how that went and where they went.
Yeah. So we've got a couple small businesses, startups, into some spaces in town here. And luckily, so far, so good. It's been fairly smooth sailing, but we did look at a lot of different places with these people. Everybody starts with a dream, and that's where it's got to start. And so they call us up, they looking for a storefront, and once they hear the price tag and see what the space is, a lot of these spaces are just shells that are going to take some work to fit up to their needs. And so, you know, we bebop around and find some spaces, and maybe we move up in the scale of the property, or maybe we move down a little bit, and we're able to find some awesome fits, and the people are thankful, and I'm looking very much forward to going back to visiting them here in a little bit after they get their feet set and kind of take off and get going.
What would you say has been some of the frustration you've had going from one career to a new career and something brand new? What's some of the things that either keep you up at night or make you just go, gosh, what the heck? Why is this happening the way it's happening?
I would say the biggest one so far is knowing that I don't have an automatic paycheck coming at the end of the month. That's probably been the toughest that I think about. Other than that, you know, gathering information, you'd think it's easy, and it's not. And I think that's why real estate professionals are needed and important, is because it's a lot of work to dig up some of the information that's needed to get these deals done. So that, I would say those are probably the biggest two things, is some days wanting to bang my head against the wall thinking it should be easy to find a address or a dollar amount of something or a contact, and you just cannot quite find what you're looking for, even in the age of the internet. I don't know how the guys did it back in the day. Man, you would have had to get in the car and literally go knock on door to door to door. It would have been a week-long ordeal just to find a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, yeah, there's some risk involved, but with no risk comes no reward. So,
for people that are, like, new to business, that are maybe just getting started with this search, you know, besides saying call a friendly realtor that knows what they're doing, what would be some advice that you would give them as far as if they're trying to figure out how they can get into a space, whether that is buy or lease?
I would say you got to just ask. You know, find yourself a trusted real estate agent and believe in their skills and ask, because that's where, you know, those folks are well-connected. And, you know, just ask. That's where a lot of these startups, and some of them, once they saw some numbers, I haven't heard from in a while because they went, whoa. But others, it started with a phone call. And then they said, you know, I got them some information. They said, wow, I can do this. And I said, yeah, you can. Let's make it happen. So that's one thing, you know, I think, I can't speak for all agents, but for me, like, somebody calls me and says, sure, let's make it happen. And there's going to be roadblocks around along the way, but we'll get over them, around them, through them, whatever it takes. You know, let's make it happen. So.
And I think, you know, as we go through this, we got to see your sales tactics. So go ahead and let people know what you're trying to lease or sell right now and deliver the right hook. Like,
yeah, what do we got?
Sell them something.
I'll tell you what, we have for all the tradesmen, landscapers, carpenters, anyone who needs some shop space with a little bit of office to keep track of your stuff. It's got some sweet bathrooms. It's even, I call it the secret card room, or, you know, if you're in the, wife tells you not to come home, you can stay at your shop room, upstairs loft, break room, whatever. We have an awesome shop space available out southwest Rochester. It's in an industrial park. It's near the airport. It's a little ways out there, but you know what? It's you can't beat it. Awesome landlords. Anyone looking for that type of space, call me. It's affordable, and it's clean. It's nice. We just got a big lot over in Austin. With an existing building on it. That's pretty exciting. I think Austin with Hormel is in a somewhat of a similar situation as Rochester with Mayo. Growing company, they keep acquiring assets. I see good things for Austin with Hormel being their keystone there. We have some really cool spaces downtown. I mean,
we have a lot of cool space downtown.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like brick exposed and just, yeah, very nice.
And these are places that so many people have walked by. Right. I know I have. That's what I was. Half the time I forget I'm showing somebody. I'm just looking out the window going, I always wondered what was up here, you know. And that could be anything, you know, from options are out there. And if we don't have it listed with RGI, we'll find it. That's the bottom line. We'll make it happen.
And now I know you're setting up some of your social media accounts, so if people want to follow you, where can they find you online nowadays?
Yep, so my business page is on Facebook, or you can follow me personally. I think Matthew Allen Gove is what I have for my page, my personal, and then my business page on Facebook is Matt Gove RGI. Instagram, at Matt, I don't even remember.
I think it's at Matt_RGI.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
so I rely on this guy for that.
I just tagged you the other day. That's the only reason I know it.
And then I got a LinkedIn page. I'm learning from the best here on the social media aspect. I would consider myself a semi-private person, but the power of social media is there, and it's undeniable. And I think it's a tool that is has to be utilized, and so I'm looking forward to our million podcasts, and and yeah, you'll be seeing me online a lot more than you probably were before.
That's great. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this podcast. We will be producing more of those as we just got this set up all done. We're getting it dialed in. This is our first test run. Hopefully someday have a nice mural behind us, maybe have multiple cameras. I mean, we're trying to get into the show business. It's RGI TV at its finest.
Heck yeah.
Thanks, Matt, for joining in.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.
We'll be back.